Benigabba, I reserve you for this end time and the last days. I've given you much information of the things that are yet to come. And you shall be as a scribe that writes down those things that I gave to you, that you may know all the secrets of the Most High. For you have sought out the things of God. You're one who could label and classify things all together. And so I will cause you to arise that you may teach my people. Amen. That you will understand and comprehend these revelations that I have. And yes, I continue to cause you to be a scribe. And continue to cause you to know that the fullness of my word shall arise upon you. And you shall know my word. You shall know it line upon line, precept upon precept. And I will show you things to come. And you shall be able to bring it all together as a parable that says of a scribe who bring forth from all that is his of both new things and old things, and able to relate them all together. So it will be, so it shall be in your life, that the Lord will bring both the understanding of the old and the new. For to understand and to know the Lord is the glory that God has for you, that you'll be able to bring it all together. For unto you is given to understand the mysteries of God, that you would search them out, that the knowledge will come upon you. And yes, you shall write training manuals. You shall write things down that will help and establish God's people. For God will cause you to do much writing for Him. I see you writing and writing in magazines and writing in articles and writing to keep all God's people informed from the length and the breadth of the earth. That they will inform from one part to the other, writing on various things, writing on the internet, writing. For it is through news like that that people know of the revival and the move of God. And I call you and appointed you that you report of those things which you see and things which you hear. That others will stir their faith in you. That others will be stirred in their faith. That others will know the things of God. For this is your special work. This the Lord has reserved for you. And yes, indeed, you shall bring many that you desire into the things of God. For indeed, I have laid you as a treasure to bring you forth in the fullness of time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. It's Dr. Sir Margaret. The Lord continue to bless your lives. The Lord knows of your heart's desire for your children. In your prayer, these 3 days, they have constantly come to your heart and to your mind. The Lord knows the burdens that you have for them. The Lord says that your prayers are heard. For indeed, He has sent His angels forth to start working in your life. And even as you are a man of medicine, you will be a man who also brings healing virtue to others. And it begins even with your own family members. And as the Lord has revealed Himself to you and show you the Lord on the cross, and that same Lord on the cross took every sickness and every disease, bring for wholeness. Know that the affliction of the enemy upon your children are but temporary, for they will all be forced to turn back, and God will cause all that you have cried for them to bring forth rain of blessings upon your life. All your tears have gone up and formed the clouds and showers of blessing upon your children's life. Your desire is that they would serve the Lord, they would find the things of God. The Lord is working on them and working on your behalf. The Lord hears your prayer and will cause it to be so. The first things that you will see will be the miracle working of the Lord upon your children. And the Lord will heal them and touch them and make them whole. For afflictions have tried to come, sickness and disease, and even death tried to threaten them. But fear not, saith the Lord, for I rebuke death in your lineage. I rebuke death that tried to come upon your children and your children's children. For I will rebuke them who tried to devour them. For as you dedicate your life, I've cut off all the open doors that the enemy could use, that this day it will be doors of blessing. Mm. And yes, I reserve you for the finest hour, that you may know the grace of the Lord. And you will go forth and tell and testify. I see you standing before many thousands to share your testimony, to share the good things that the Lord has for you, that the Lord will show through your lives the testimony that the Lord has, the wonderful works of God, and you shall testify of them, and you shall talk of these things, and it will bring God's people into a dimension of faith, because faith has grown in you. The seed of faith has been nurtured. And as the Lord says, I who have healed you, I will heal your children, I will heal through your lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Leo, many years ago, sometime back, when you were young, the Lord called you. Lord nudged you forward. And you struggled. You pondered. You hesitated. And you had some regret since that time as to why you did not just go fully into the responding of this call. But know that the Lord sees and hears all these things, and the Lord restores to you all those things that you thought that you had missed. And now you have come into the Lord to walk with God, to seek after Him, to know Him in ways that you have not known before. The Lord restores to you everything that the canker worm, the palmer worm, the crawling worm, and every other thing that's tried to devour from your life. For the Lord is a Lord who sees, and as He has sought the Lord, all that you have sought Him in these days, coming unto the Lord, wanting more of Him, the Lord turns back the clock, and the Lord enables you to flow forth to receive all those things that you have missed and all those things you wish you have gone into. For fear not, saith the Lord, you will still enter into the call of the Lord. That door is still open for you. And even now, in the fullness of time, the Lord will prepare you and train you. For even as you have hesitated, there is no more hesitation. It is all gone. You have grown much in the Lord. So continue to grow in these three areas: the Word and the Spirit and love. For these three will be that which will establish you. And you have learned of these. I see also you going forth to many places. At some point, you'll be going to Africa. And I see you at some point standing together with Kenny ministering. Some reasons your spirit has connected. And you'll be going forth sharing the word of the Lord in many places, training God's people. And yes, the Lord knows you desire to be a worshipper. And indeed, the Lord will cause you to worship Him and will bring forth that spirit and the garment of praise in your life to cause you to rise to the dimension of worship. And you will teach, and you will lead, and you will worship and bring the presence of God down on the earth. For this is your destiny, to be part of the worshippers that will go to and fro through the world, to all the places that God will send you. And you will travel with a team of people, and they will all be worshippers, musicians, and they will love the Lord, extol the Lord, and bring forth His presence. There will be a wave of worship coming, and you will be in the center. There is much worry and much concern about many things. But no, save the Lord, that he has anointed every one of your children, that every one of them is sanctified. He's taken them all in his hands, and he will cause to come upon your life a spirit of prophecy, and you will enter the dimension of prophecy to know of the things of God, to take from the treasures of the throne room of God, to bring forth that blessing. I see you bringing forth a child, but this child represents the burden of something new, something fresh. It is the burden you carry for many countries. It's a burden you carry for the body of Christ and the glorious church. And the Lord will send you forth and bring you forth. I see the angels of God leading you to and fro. And yes, do not fear, for His angels have been sent to you. Many times they have visited you, and they have manifested themselves in various ways. Continue to visit you, to show you many things of the glory of God. You shall have the grace to visit heaven, and the Lord will open it unto you, and you will be able to see His glory. He's about to prepare and bless you. The Lord's love is in the greater. Touch many lives. And I see a group of people around you, and these are people whose life you have touched. These are people whose life continue to actually depend upon your love, your prayers, your care for them. And these are the people that you love, because it's a shepherd's heart that is flowing through you. Tend my sheep, care for the lambs, for they are yours, and they will be given more to you. They will come when the Lord will cause you to work together with many teams in taking care of them, bringing them forth, bringing them to green pastures, watering and nurturing them. This is and you say, Lord, I don't want to be alone. The Lord will send you people who will be your friends, your family, and people you can depend on, people who will be with you, and all that you desire for love, friendship, the Lord will bring all those things as you love Him. I see you as child once growing with that passion and desire for the Lord. And there was a time when you were young that the Lord took you into a place that He showed you glories, spiritual dimensions, heaven. And you had some of those things. More of it will come because the Lord opened your eyes and caused you to see, to know the spiritual things, and your spirit is set free, strengthened in Him, Jesus. Pray on the Lord has set you apart for His work in this end time. You will lead many thousands into the way of the Lord. You will teach them. You have a heart of a teacher, a heart of a pastor. You will teach, feed guide, lead, and establish them. Each one of you have been given different gifts. That's why today I didn't talk about gifts. Write them down. Today, just a series of the words of goodness for your life. And the Lord, the Lord's call upon your life has always been there. In soccer, minister, Lord has assigned his angels upon your life when you go back, and you will find the things that are established in you. As you so desire to be a master of the Lord, word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, gifts of healing will operate through your life, and you will begin to know the power of the Lord as he establishes it in you. And he will show you in visions and dreams how to draw forth that power, how to channel it to people who need it, how to establish it. So this the Lord has for you. Open his eyes to your word. Give him an understanding of the word. Establish it on his life. Things that God has prepared for you. Even as you finish your training in many areas, in the natural, the Lord has only just begun to train you. And the Lord is about to open a very big door for you. A door that is unexpected. But it will come in a manner, in a way, and through those ever expect. And he opened this door because it's part of your preparation, part of the way that the Lord will use you, and you will lead and guide his people. Your destiny and your heart has always been China, and indeed you will come across all the 6 million who were born there over our last second phase trip. And you will lead and guide them. Your children will be serving beside you. And they will all minister together with you. Your daughter a worshipper. Your son a prophet. And you a pastor and teacher. Will serve the Lord as a team. The Lord will meet all your needs. Lord will take care of all those things. So know that your future is secure. Know that the Lord has already established this. And the angels have told me that they have gone forward. And they are really working on the people to open those doors for you. Be bold and enter through those doors. For it is the Lord who has opened it for you. As you go back, you go back new. Touch. Establish in the Lord. The Lord will show you His glories in heaven. And as you have desire, you will see heaven, and you will see the heavens open, and you will see the glory of the Lord that will come upon your life and establish you. And there are some people that the Lord especially want you to minister to. Don't worry about it. They will come naturally, and they will come of you, because you will testify of these glories that you see, the things that God has for you, that God established upon your life. The Lord sends you with His blessing going ahead of you to establish you in these wonderful things of God. You're taking back with you a presence that you never had before. And each time you're alone, you will feel the same presence, because He will draw you in into this. Thank you, Father. You're being prepared for great things. You will go forth as an evangelist to and fro, being prepared and nurtured. Lord will show you how to claim territory from the enemy. Lord will show you how to claim souls for Him. He will establish you and know that your training has just begun. And your guardian angel and the angels assigned to your life are training you. You learn to hear their voice, the thoughts that they put upon you, and they will guide you together with the Holy Spirit into those things that God has for you. Your desire to teach the word is also there. You'll be different from other evangelists. You will be able to teach clearly and function also in the teaching ministry. Because this is God's blessings on your life. It's very, very seldom that evangelism and teaching combines together. Most evangelism has only preaching, but you will be able to combine both in a way that is not seen. The Lord's blessing and grace is established upon you that you may know the goodness of the Lord. The Lord causes you to know out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this river that you have, that you sense, that flows through you, has established you, you overwhelm you. And where before you used to walk in the waters, after this experience here, you'll be like swimming in the waters of the Spirit. You have to let go. And as you learn to let go, the Spirit will carry you. He'll carry you to places where the fish are. You no more depend on your own effort, but on the Lord's effort. The Lord's work in you. The work of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is opening doors for you. You will stand before people of authority and might and power. Though you're a simple little lady, but you will stand in those places and be in the position to speak the right word to them. And your words that you speak in season will be that which is important for them to hear. It will turn them to the right places, turn them to the right direction, so that they can find the ways of the Lord. Thank you. The Lord has been working in your life, daring from you the things that are painful, restoring those things that need to be restored. You are as bold and fearsome as a tribe of Benjamin. Lord, establish you, cause you to know His ways and His love, that you may know that indeed the spirit of Elijah will come upon you. And you will know that this boldness that was on the spirit of Elijah was that which John the Baptist had. And this boldness will be upon your life to declare the word of the Lord. Even in places where no one dared to declare it, you will declare it. For the Lord will cause you to rise with this spirit. And as you so desire, you will be a messenger as Elijah was. But you will carry the messages that are straight from heaven. Your angel will deliver those messages to you. And you receive them sometimes in the early morning, sometimes late at night. it will stir in your spirit and you will be awakened to write down the messages and receive them. And as you receive them, you will be anointed and appointed to deliver them. And as you deliver them, people will know that they hear the voice of God and not the voice of a human. For you shall be the voice box of God to bear this message, to go forth boldly, to establish it. All the other normal ministry gifts, healings, prophecy, and all those things, they will flow easily through you, which is why I don't speak much of that, because they are all already a part of you, and they will come forth, and you will know how to operate them. As you so desire, He opens your eyes, that you may see visions and revelations. We have come to a time of new things. All things are made new for you. The old has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Go forth into the new road. Go forth into the new things. Leave the old behind, and the Lord will cause you to enter the fullness of His joy. And this joy, He will restore upon you. For He heals the brokenhearted.
Amen.
And He sets the captives free. You feel like you're in prison, but the Lord sets you free. So that you feel a freedom so great, greater than any natural freedom. It's a spiritual freedom that takes you. And the Lord also causes you to have a heart full of love. In your time here, the Lord has been pouring into your heart love. And that love has flowed and it will overflow. By the time you go back, it's overflowing until you feel with joy, so that nothing can hurt this heart anymore. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. For He shields this heart so that this heart can find the peace, the love, the joy. And the Lord established in your life. In these times that you walk through thorny places, the Lord will show you the glories of heaven. For one touch of the visions of heaven will transport you to a place that nothing on earth can compare to. So in your time of trial, the Lord will bless you with heavenly experience. And indeed, all things have been expedited as you have asked. It will be expedited. It will all come to a close so that you can experience the new things of the Lord. Faster than you imagine. More glorious than you have expected. And the Lord holds you. I see the Lord placing His hands over your heart. And it's causing your heart to beat with the heartbeat of Jesus, so that you feel His compassion and love that you never had before. He established you and caused you to know His peace and love. Joshua, when you were very young, angels have come and ministered to you. You have seen glimpses of experience, and these angels want to work with you. You will be a man who walk and work with angels. The angels will show and reveal themselves to you. Open these eyes, O Lord. Open these ears, O Lord.
because the land of Malaysia, where you come from, and where you come from in Sarawak, will be another wave of revival. A wave of revival that brings supernatural signs and wonders. A lot of angels are working, and some of them from Malaysia are here, especially for this. So that that revival flame can be stirred forth. Lord has tried to work with many. Pride, arrogance has stopped them. But you remain humble, seeking only the Lord. So the angels will minister to your life and reveal themselves to you, that you may carry forth the work that He has. And in simple things, signs and wonders will come forth. For it is in it time again for signs and wonders. The angels that work with all the past revivals and brought signs and wonders are eager to work them again. So the Lord has prepared your heart. And not only that, He will send you many tribal people whom you will train, whom you establish, who are people who are seeking to walk with God. And you will lead and guide them, and there will come a whole team of them to be part of this end time revival. Because the Lord reserved you for that, set you apart, as you have said. And the Lord is pleased with you because He heard your prayer that you have set yourself apart. And He has accepted your sacrifice. And this day, He established you, and you belong to Him for His great work.